Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Mr. Ligon.
Thank you. I can tell you what women love, and that's when people mansplain things to us about what women want and need.
That was Senate candidate Kathy Shalega giving a little smackdown to Chris Van Hollen in the debate between those two candidates for Senate in Maryland. And Kathy Shalega joins us now. You look like you had a good time debating with Chris Van Hollen.
It was great. It was really, really good time. And
he was mansplaining about what women voters are looking for. And, you know, women voters all around Maryland, they think, who represents me the best? It's got to be Chris Van Hollen.
Apparently. He thinks that. You know, I've been married for 36 years, and I have two sons. And I work in construction and politics. So I work and live with a lot of men, and I pretty much hate it when they mansplain things to me.
Well, that was great.
I am supposed to do, think, feel, hear, see, and I'm like, wait a second. I feel like a woman today.
So how is the campaign going? Because God knows Chris Van Hollen has a whole lot of money. Listen, he's been in Congress for Montgomery County for so long. He's been able to rack up so many hundreds of millions of dollars to keep him in power. So we know you've had an uphill fight. How is it going?
It's going great. You know, you can see from the folks here in the diner today, people are excited about this year's election. You know, they are sick and tired of career politicians like Chris Van Hollen. I mean, he's been there 14 years. And he had the audacity to say, we're safer today than we were 7 years ago.
Wow.
Wow, I know, shocking.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all of the national security experts who have testified before Congress having to do with the threat from ISIS,
they have a different
opinion. They actually have confirmed under oath that, in fact, the threat is greater now than it was.
Yeah, so. I think he likes to say he's a dreamer and a doer, but I think he's dreaming. He thinks we're safer today than we were 7 years ago.
Well, let's talk about what it is and the challenge it is to take a statewide race in the state of Maryland. I mean, Democrats outnumber Republicans, but we saw where a very a good campaign by Governor Hogan turned into a successful outing. Say he has a 71% approval rating. So we know that voters can find Republican candidates acceptable. What are you doing to try to mirror the success that Governor Hogan had?
Well, we are following the Hogan plan, and it's working really well. We're traveling around the state, talking to voters, just like Larry Hogan did. You know, Chris Van Hollen's hiding. He doesn't want to debate me. He won't debate me statewide. He won't debate me here in the D.C. region because he's afraid to stand up for his record. And with social media, with all the great ways that people get their news today, he can't hide from his record.
Yeah.
You know, we know we can see what happens when you put a business person in charge. They, you know, Larry Hogan's changing Maryland. He's turning things
around.
For
the better, that's right.
You know, Anthony Brown had the rain tax. Chris Van Hollen, you know how he wants to help you? He has a climate change energy tax.
Oh, there you go.
He's proposing.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's how we're going to clean up the environment. We're going to put a tax on everybody's utility bill.
One really foolproof way to duplicate the Larry Hogan strategy in Maryland is actually to campaign with Larry Hogan and have Larry Hogan do a lot of events with you and have Larry Hogan in your TV ads and have Larry Hogan doing a whole lot of, you know, beating the drums and saying, if you like me, you'll love Kathy Shalega. How much of that is going on? Because I got to be honest, I'm not seeing a lot of it.
Well, we've been out in Western Maryland. Ami Hober, who's here today, and I were out in Western Maryland with Governor Hogan last week. The days all run together. What day is this?
I imagine that's right.
I mean, that's good, but with all due respect, I mean, Western Maryland is important, and turnout is important, but let's face it, we need Governor Hogan to make the case where a lot more votes are, like in Montgomery County and in Baltimore County.
Yeah, he's out with us on events when he can be there, so it's, you know, that's great. And Look, you know I'm endorsed by him. It's been almost every sign we have across the great state of Maryland has is endorsed by Hogan attached to it. So, you know, it is great. He's doing a great job, and we're proud, pleased to have his endorsement and his help.
All right. So when you talk to people, what is the thing that is most on their mind this election cycle?
They're worried about the future of our country. They're worried about their kids and grandkids. You know, what world are we turning over to them today with the debt, $20 trillion? I mean, every one of us owes the federal government more than $59,000. That's what they put on a credit card with our name on it. You look at the Affordable Care Act, you know, and Chris Van Hollen continues to defend it and say it's good. And
we wouldn't have Obamacare if it weren't for Chris Van Hollen's votes. That needs to be made clear. So what would you, as senator, do to push back against Obamacare? Because it's affecting everybody. And all this talk about, because Donald Trump said it affects his employees. And I said, well, they're not in the Affordable Care Act, so it doesn't affect them. Oh, no, because the Affordable Care Act affects everybody's rates, everybody's premiums, everybody's deductibles, and everybody's plans, because it's now the federal law and the government's. What are you going to do?
Right. I mean, we it needs to be addressed immediately. It's collapsing in front of us. So even if somebody doesn't want to address it, they're going to have to. This morning, I spoke with a friend of mine on the shore. He said he just got his insurance premium notification. It went up 81%.
Yeah.
81%.
So do you believe Obamacare should be repealed? Would you lead that fight?
I have said publicly, it'd be great to repeal Obamacare, but stop telling people things that won't happen. How can you repeal Obamacare? Let's just talk about nuts and bolts. It's Obama's signature legislation. He will veto it, right? I mean, clearly.
Well, yeah, but he won't be president next year.
And then you need 60 votes to overturn the veto. You're not going to have enough votes in the Senate to repeal it outright. You're just not. I mean, unless we're going to have a wave and bring in a whole lot of more Republicans.
But isn't there something going on out here? Because I hear, you know, we see Governor Hogan, 71% approval rating, a man who is a Republican who became the governor in a statewide race. We see here in Montgomery County that the idea of term limits, which is a conservative idea, is probably going to pass. Is there something going on out there that gives you hope that that a Republican can win another statewide office?
Absolutely. I see it. I feel it. I hear it as I go across the state. People are just sick and tired of Washington. They know Washington's broken. And, you know, we make the case. What's the definition of insanity?
Right.
Do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. Well, you know, putting career politicians back in office. Chris Van Hollen's been in public office for 26 years, 14 years in D.C. He's collected $2.7 million in a taxpayer salary. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I
have to leave it
let's
right
retire.
There.
That's Kathy Shalega, Republican nominee for Senate. Shalega, it's spelled just like it sounds.
Yeah, it is. I know people always say, how do you say your name? Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy, for joining us, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.